Light takes you on a journey. A journey where you'll explore the nuances of energy. You'll visit the angelic realms and study the ancient wisdom and teachings of spirituality. We want you to reach within and discover the magnificent being that you came here to be. We help shine God's divine healing light by bringing love, light, and blessings into your world. And now, here is the host of Healing Light, Terry Van Horn.
Hi, this is Terry. We want to welcome you to Healing Light. Thanks so much for everyone who is here with us today. And I also want to thank everybody over at Om Times for being so wonderful and amazing with everything that they do. I am a teacher. I do many different types of energetic healing. I do Reiki. I do crystal healing. I do healing with vibrations and color and all sorts of different things. I'm a medical intuitive, and I also provide intuitive readings and counseling. I'm the earthly representative for a wonderful and amazing consortium of beings who call themselves the Fifth Element. And this is really a very powerful group that brings in some fantastic messages to help us all as we're going through these really powerful energetic surges right now. So I do share those on my website at healinglightonline.com. And I also share them on my Facebook page, which is Healing Light. Now, I've also written several books, and I have a few more in the works ready to go. I have Chakras, which is all about the major, the minor, and the spiritual chakras. 365 Days of Blessings, Harness the Power of the Light, which is all about psychic protection. Manifesting the Life You Desire, which is all about finding and creating that special thing that really makes your heart sing. And then I have The Magic of Crystals and The Mystery of Crystals, which are both about how to work with crystals, what they do. And it tells you a little bit from the science standpoint as well as an energetic standpoint. You can also find them at Amazon in either hard or paperback or on a Kindle. So again, you can find out about me at healinglightonline.com or on Facebook with Healing Light Online. So what we're going to talk about today is animal totems, but I really wanted to add something to that because we've got a lot of stuff going on energetically. You know, our first thing is that we have had Mercury go into retrograde yesterday. Tomorrow is a new moon as well as a solar eclipse. So there's a lot happening energetically. Some really powerful energies are coming through. Now, I'm providing some readings that are really going to be in-depth for people, specifically for them during this time period. And you can find those on the website. But I also wanted to just hit a little bit of information about this Mercury retrograde, because I kind of get the feeling that this one's going to be a little bit of a booger, and we need to work that out, and we need to get things going with it so that, you know, you can make it be your best. Now, one person that I love getting information from and really enjoy reading her astrological insights is Elizabeth Peru. And you know, Elizabeth has great insights about Mercury retrograde, and I want to share a little bit about that. See, what happens from an astrological standpoint is that it appears that Mercury goes backwards, but really it doesn't. It's just, you know, the differences and the fluxes in our circles around the sun. But when it appears to go into retrograde, it leaves the Earth as the primary messenger in the solar system. So we, here on Earth, our planet, is responsible for creating communication for the universe and for soul. Now, some of the things that happen during Mercury retrograde are energetic upgrades. You know, I mean, we get hit with a lot of energy during that time. And so we're going to feel some aches and pains. We're going to feel, get a lot of headaches or migraines because we are getting so much information during this time of being the messenger for the universe. That's a big deal. For some people, it can really be overwhelming. But for others, it's just, you know, like a lot of info that comes in kind of just fries the brain a little bit. So we need to drink a whole lot of water during this time period. And the purer the water that you get, the better off you're going to be. So drink a lot of water, but drink it. If you can get something other than, you know, like municipal water that has all the chemicals in it, that's your best bet. Now, another thing that we sometimes see during Mercury retrograde is being dizzy or feeling off balance. This happens to me a lot. It's almost like whenever the big sun solar flares come through and we just have a real problem with it. We can't deal with it. So get yourself grounded. You know, get you some black tourmaline or some hematite, some shungite, something like that to help you stay grounded. You know, even kind of stomp around in your bare feet. That'll make a big difference. If you can walk outside barefoot, that's even better because you're really going to be grounded. Another thing that you can do is to kind of detox a little bit during this time period. You can use, like if you do a bath in Epsom salt, or my favorite is Himalayan salt. You can even, you know, do like salt or sugar scrubs. You can do anything that helps get you grounded and gets your body cleansed and clear. When you do that, it's going to help you so that you can assimilate this energy and this information much more clearly. You can also, this is a good time to do a detox because it'll just help that flow right on out. So if you are working on one, but don't do a really hardcore, drastic one, do something a little bit, you know, a milder detox, and that'll help you get that your body cleared out during this time of rest. Because Mercury retrograde, it's a fact, Amy. It's not about a lot of action. It's about resting and renewing and revitalizing. It's going back over what we've done before. See, when we have these, you know, clear times, when Mercury is going direct, then we're kind of like running 100 miles an hour. We don't slow down to see the details, and we don't get in there and, you know, take care of a lot of the little teeny tiny things. But during Mercury retrograde, that's our time to do it. You know, that's when we get to review. So go back over some of the things that you've done. Pay attention to some of that. You know, they're always saying, don't do contracts, don't do written agreements, don't do verbal agreements or anything like that during this time. You can, okay? That's okay to do that, but read the fine print. Make sure that you know what you're getting into. Now, the other thing that can make contracts and agreements more favorable during Mercury retrograde is that they may be a little bit more flexible. You know, contracts and agreements generally are pretty, you know, ironclad, pretty hardcore. But if you do it during retrograde, it can be a little bit more flexible. And I learned this myself. I signed an agreement within days, I think just like 1 or 2 days before Mercury went into retrograde. And part of the information needed fine-tuning, and it ended up that the contract was really ironclad, hardcore, you know, no flexibility because it happened, you know, on a time that we weren't in retrograde. So we do have to look at that, and if it's something that we do need to have a little bit more flexibility with, then save it for retrograde because it may work better. But, you know, during this time, the best thing to do is to just really be as open and straightforward with everyone as you can be. Don't worry about trying to be, you know, sounding like you're really cool, or that, you know, you're being like overly professional, maybe even a little bit on the snobbish side or something, or too intellectual. Just get down into the truth about it. Speak plainly and openly, and that's going to help you tremendously. Now, the other thing about retrograde is that, you know, it really helps us because it makes us a little bit sharper about things. So, you know, it's also, yes, there are communication blips, but it's also a matter of, gosh, we're a little sharper. We're a little bit more aware of things, so maybe we're just noticing things more. So look at it that way. Have discernment. Make sure that you're making the right decisions during this time. Now, when we get back, we're going to talk about some other aspects of this, and then we're going to start talking about totem animals. So I will see you in just a couple minutes.
Conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hello. Join us, Lisa Berry and Michelle Carter, every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for the Mindset Makeover, What's Possible? Get ready to become present, clear, and unstuck, and start living fully, led by your heart. While you listen and feel this transformation through vibration of word, sound, and song, you'll open up to what's possible and experience your shift.
There is no death, only a change of worlds. Chief Seattle. Deborah Livingston is an award-winning intuitive psychic medium whose international services include mediumship, spiritual assessment, animal communication, and spiritual mentoring. She is a published author and a trained shaman. Deborah provides evidential messages from spirit and departed loved ones. Learn more at deblivmedium.com. That's D-E-B-L-I-V medium.com.
Want to know some fun facts about colonoscopies? Colon cancer is 90% preventable. A colonoscopy can detect and prevent colon cancer in one fell swoop. But here's a not-so-fun fact. Lots of people are so uncomfortable even talking about a colonoscopy that they never get one. If you're 50 or 45 for African Americans, get screened now. Maybe even earlier if you have a family history. To schedule a screening today, visit StopColonCancerNow.com.
Welcome back to Healing Light. This is Terry Van Horn. And, you know, it's funny that we were talking about Mercury retrograde because in the beginning of the program, everything was kind of like haywire. And I couldn't hear any of my cues to let me know that we were actually on air. So, you know, hello, retrograde. So, but that's okay, because what we're going to do is we're going to talk about working with it for just a couple more minutes, and then we'll do the animal totems. So Elizabeth Peru has some great information about what to do and how to work with these retrogrades. So you really ought to check out her. She does like a weekly email newsletter that's amazing. But she's giving us a little bit of a, what she calls a tip-off on the retrograde, particularly because it's going to be so powerful with this eclipse. Now, the actual Mercury retrograde begins just after what's called the pre-shadow ends, and it lasts for 3 weeks. and this is when all of the hands-on communication work takes place. And she calls this time period the proper Mercury retrograde. So the important milestones during this time, according to Elizabeth Peru, the first 11 days are a review period. So that is August the 30th, which is yesterday, until September the 10th, which would be next Saturday. The first 11 days of the Mercury retrograde entails the uncovering and major review period. You're like a cosmic detective discovering previously overlooked information. So that's what we have to look to for the next, actually now, 10 days. Now, the halfway mark of the retrograde is September the 10th. And according to Elizabeth, this is an important check-in point. We now have been through the detailed uncovering and research period of the retrograde, which is usually what is the most difficult for people. And on this day, the energy begins to lift a little bit, and we can feel a fire growing in our belly and an insatiable urge to start taking positive and assertive action. Now, the action period is the last 10 days. So that will be September the 11th until September 21st, 22nd. The final 10 days of Mercury retrograde is the action period. You'll move on what you uncovered during the first 11 days of the review period. Now, after the retrograde, here's what she says. In the immediate weeks after the Mercury retrograde has ended, we are still assimilating all we've learned during the retrograde. This is called the post-shadow phase. And during this period, you have what I call a second chance. You'll get to put to bed any lingering issues that you didn't get time to sort out during the actual Mercury retrograde. So that's Elizabeth Peru's advice specifically for Mercury retrograde. Now, we know that during this time, it seems like everything falls apart and weird stuff happens. You know, electronic stuff goes haywire. I've noticed since I have animals everywhere that, you know, animals get a little weird. Equipment will break down. Computers will crash. Your phones will crash some way or another, and you lose all your info. Now, this does not mean that you need to focus on this stuff. I'm saying that this is kind of what happens. We have Mercury retrograde 3 or 4 times every year. So it's not like everything falls apart every single time. But I just tell people to be aware of it. You know, this is your time to really look at everything, you know, under the microscope. So if there's something that you need to do and make a decision on, then go for it. But do your research. That's the main thing, you know, because if you don't do your research, then it's like going into something with blinders on. And that is the last thing you need to do at any time, but particularly during this time period. So just be aware, you know, contracts, agreements, anything like that, just need to talk about it, go over it, learn something from it, because I think the only way that Mercury retrograde is a fail is if we didn't learn something. You know, that's really the main thing, is that we need to learn from it. So, you know, keep that in mind. If something happens, something goes on, just, you know, pay attention to it, learn the lesson, and let's go and let's move forward. That's the best way to handle this time. But, you know, this gives us our opportunity to really just, you know, look at everything in detail, get our research done for things, make sure that we're not missing anything in agreements or anything that we're working on, and we can move forward successfully and drink lots of water, because that is a big deal. Now, let's talk a little bit about our spirit animals. You know, some people call them power animals, some call them totem animals, some call them spirit animals. But You know, I kind of lean a little bit towards more of the shamanic versions of it, but this is really in every culture. And that's the cool thing about it, is that every culture has these wonderful, beautiful guardian animals that are around us. Now, these are animal spirits that are residing alongside us. You know, they're right here as our partners, helping us. And what they do is that they imbue their energies and their qualities with us. So if you have really powerful spirit animals with you, that will help give you that extra energy, strength, the power, wisdom that you need. They let us know their wisdom and they share it with us. Now, we all have them. And a lot of times, spirit animals will switch out a little bit. You know, just like with a lot of our angels and guides, they change back and forth because we have different needs at different times in our lives. But our spirit animals can be any species. Any living creature can serve as being one of our spirit animals or one of our totem animals. Now, usually animals that are domesticated aren't considered to be our spirit animals as much because they're already here helping us in a very physical and concrete way. So usually we're talking about wild or untamed animals as being our spirit animals. But they give us gifts of their qualities, their talents, and their wisdom. And that's the really amazing part about each one. And so when they come to us, it's important to really honor and respect that. You know, in a lot of the Western cultures, you know, once we became all modern and everything, we didn't really value this. We didn't see it as our ancestors did. But we know that they give us this power and they give us this energy and they are here for us. So, you know, in the shamanic practices, in the Native Americans, the Aborigines, all of these cultures, they really honor and appreciate their power and their spirit animals. Now, people have asked me, you know, how do you find your spirit animal? And then they immediately, you know, turn to, well, you know, the little dog that I had when I was 6 years old and it died, that has to be my spirit animal. Well, not necessarily. You know, your spirit animal is, like I said, one that's out in nature. Now, if you see a particular animal over and over again, or there's a theme, and you're seeing them in different ways, then you might discover that it is your spirit animal. If it's one that you're drawn to a lot, you know, that is usually your spirit animal. Now, for someone like me who has a lot of animals around, you know, just because I have them in my pasture doesn't necessarily mean that they're my spirit animals. So, yes, I do see horses every single day, but that's not the indicator. There's much more that comes out of it other than just saying, yeah, they're here every day. So, yes, that's my spirit animal. And my dogs are here every day and my cats are here. But that's really not it. You can find out your spirit animals in different ways. You can go into meditation and ask. You can look for your spirit animal. You know, you can look for them in nature. See which ones appear to you in nature. Now, people who live in the middle of the city, they have a little bit of a problem with this, if they're not getting out around nature much. But they can appear to you in a sign, in a program, in a book. You know, it's not necessarily that the animal has to come up and knock on your front door. They can come to you in many different ways. And when they do come to you, if it's something unusual, then that's when you're usually getting a sign that they're around. If it's repetitive, then that's the animal that's working to get your attention. But, you know, meditate on it. Ask for your spirit animals to come to you. Now, you can also ask for them to come to you in dreams. You know, for people who do a lot of lucid dreaming or, you know, have really vibrant dreams and things, that's a great way for them to meet their spirit animal. So you can do this, and the animals will start to appear in your dreams. And then you can learn a little bit more about them once they're here. Because each one has beautiful and different qualities about them. And, you know, you can, like, go on for volumes and tons of information with different animals and what they mean and what they're bringing to you. But they can help you with, as I said, knowledge and wisdom. They can provide you with strength and power. They can help, you know, influence your emotions and your level of spirituality. And definitely, they will give you internal guidance. So when we get back, we're going to talk about what to do when you find your spirit animals and how you can work with them. So I'll be back in just a couple minutes.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
People are always looking to invest in a good opportunity. So what if you could invest in the future of kids, like a stock? Not the kind of stock that's about making money, but a stock for social change called Better Futures. With your investment, it helps students like me go to college. My name is Charles, and I'm your dividend.
Invest in better futures with UNCF. Visit uncf.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Healing Light. This is Terry Van Horn, and we're talking about our spirit animals, you know, those totem animals and, you know, those amazing creatures who give us so much insight and wisdom. Now, I've talked a little bit about how to find them. You know, you can ask them to show themselves to you. You can, you know, let them choose you, okay, not you choosing them. Because there are a lot of cool animals out there that we would all say, oh, yeah, you know, I want the strength of the lion and I want, you know, the wisdom of the owl and all that. But, you know, they choose you and they choose to come and work with you to help you as you move forward. So that's something that's really important. We don't just get to go out and pick something. But I have learned that 9 times out of 10, an animal that you are really, really drawn to or that appears a whole lot will generally be one of your spirit animals. Now, you can also do it in, you can get the information with readings. If you're not able to do it yourself through meditation, you know, people like me, I provide readings for to help you discover your spirit animals. And to help you to work with them. you know, and help you to really gain a good, strong connection with them so that you can work with them, you know, in the future. And I do have these readings listed on my website, so you can go on there at healinglightonline.com and find that. But, you know, ask yourself a few questions about animals that might, you know, might be popping up in your world and you feel a little bit like they're your spirit animal. You know, if you have some that just keep showing up in your life, how do you feel about it? How do you feel about its presence? Now, occasionally I'll have, you know, something like a snake pop up. Not real crazy about that. Okay? I'm not a big snake person. But where I live, you know, I would say about 60 to 70% of the time, it's not necessarily friendly. So, you know, I do have a bias, and I'll say a very healthy respect/fear of them. But when you meet that spirit animal, how do you feel? You know, go to the emotions and the feelings of the moment when you came, we'll just say, like, you know, maintained eye contact with this animal. You know, if you were scared or threatened or alarmed, as I generally am if I find something like a snake, then probably not your person, you know? You guys probably are not connected. If you were happy to see this animal or it brings a sense of joy into you, then that means that there's a good connection there. Now, is there something that does connect that animal with a situation that you're going through right now? Now, I guess, I don't know what the deal is with snakes today, but it just seems like the perfect example. And it just popped up. And no, they're not necessarily one of my animals. But I have had them appear when, as almost like a warning. You know, they didn't do anything threatening. They didn't do anything harmful to me or to my other animals. But it was just kind of a, you need to look out. And, you know, if I see one somewhere, then usually they're appearing for a reason. They don't necessarily want to get out in front of people just for fun. So they know that they're a threat. But if you do see one, a lot of times it can be a warning sign for something and that you do need to be more aware of what's going on. It can represent, you know, your feelings or your emotions or, you know, if you feel threatened in some way, then, you know, that could be what the animal is bringing that information out. Now, think about what qualities do you associate with that spirit animal? You know, what does that animal mean to you? The characteristics, what you really think it is, you know, the symbols, whatever it is that's a connection. And then also think about how the animal is portrayed, like with spiritual positions or traditions or, you know, even in social settings. Now, I've had a reading of my animals quite a while back. And, you know, it was really fascinating because some of the information was a surprise. And some of it was really more like a confirmation. So what I did is I was at a holistic fair, and there was a woman who was doing these amazing paintings. And I walked over and I asked her, and she says, well, yes, I'm doing paintings of totem animals. And so I was like, ah, yes, take my money. You know, I have to do this. And she came up with this amazing painting. You know, it's like a little bit abstract, but a little bit, you can definitely tell who is there. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about the totem animals that I have that she painted for me in this. And to me, this painting is to be read from top to bottom. It's long. And I mean, it's just like one animal right after the other, but the, you know, some are to the side and, you know, it's not necessarily stacked on top of each other. The very top one was a dragonfly. And that one represents illusion and transcendence. Now, when I walk outside, I will see usually a gazillion dragonflies. And many years before people started having, you know, like jewelry with dragonflies or butterflies or anything like that, like I think maybe the late 80s, maybe the early 90s, I had designed a dragonfly pendant and had it made. And, you know, it's beautiful with gold, and it's got, like, sapphires and emeralds in it for the wings. But I loved dragonflies so much that I had that made and wore it all the time. So, you know, that was a pretty good hit. That was a pretty good indicator that, yeah, dragonfly, definitely one of them. Now, my next animal in the painting was a lynx, a big cat, you know. And they're about the keepers of secrets, their guardians, and their guides. And, you know, I am definitely somebody that people go and tell their secrets to and, you know, talk to and confide in. And I do guard those secrets, and I do my best to help guide and support the people who come to me. My next one was a swan, which really surprised me because, you know, I think swans are awesome. You know, they're beautiful, but not an animal that I've been particularly connected with. So that one I really honestly kind of had some questions about. But their meaning is grace and balance and innocence. Well, you know, that totally does not suit me. I'm clumsy, a lot of times out of balance, and innocent, you know, sometimes I'm a little naive, but innocent, not totally. My next animal, no big surprise at all, was a horse. I have been passionate about horses from my very first memory. I used to draw my backyard, and I would draw in a space where the horse could have its shop, this little shed. And I came up with plans and game plans and how we could have a horse in our backyard in a subdivision as a small child. I've always been passionate about horses. A horse represents stamina, mobility, and freedom. Horses do not like to be tied down, and neither do I. But, you know, we're there. We're also fiercely loyal because a horse is a prey animal, yet it will trust the person enough to allow it to do all of those things that are against its nature. For instance, throw a saddle on its back and riding it. It's completely opposite of a horse's character and the way that they were created. My next animal is a hawk. Hawks are about messengers, intuition, and discernment. Now, since I live out in the country, I see hawks and I hear them all the time. So that part, you know, I kept thinking that maybe a hawk was one, but I wasn't completely sure. But then I realized that a lot of times whenever I'm working, I have a big, huge window which looks out into pastures and everywhere. And when something really important comes my way, a hawk will appear. It'll swoop down. It'll land on fence posts. It'll do something to make sure that I know that it's there. Happens all the time. Happens all the time when I'm out driving. Or a lot of times when I go out for a walk in the evenings, I will have different hawks out there almost like watching over, you know, just making sure everything's all good. So that one I've known that, you know, they are definitely around and they definitely make themselves known to me all the time. Now, my next one was kind of interesting because it was a deer. Now, as a small child, I remember my parents went camping in, like, Corpus Christi, Texas, out on the beach, and there was a fawn. There was a baby deer out there, and I played with this. I probably wasn't more than about 3 or 4 years old, and I still remember that. So that was an important thing. But also, I will see deer show up at different times of the day, like non-traditional times. you know, driving down the roads, down the country roads, I'll see them out in the middle of the day, which is really kind of unheard of if you know anything about deer. But they show up, and they're there for me a lot. They represent gentleness, caring, and kindness. And they're wonderful, beautiful creatures. My next animal was a wolf. That's about loyalty, perseverance, and success. I think that there's also a tremendous amount of strength and power in a wolf. Now, wolves, obviously, are the wild manifestation of dogs. And Lord knows, I can't take more than 3 steps without tripping over a dog. So I think the wolf is that wilder version of that. And I've never in my life have been without a dog as a companion, because they've always been companions ever since I was a very small child, because I didn't have people around me as much, didn't have kids around me. So I bonded with my dogs, which were German Shepherds. So wolf makes perfect sense for me. Now, another one that's a huge surprise was a turtle. I thought, okay, like I had turtles when I was a little kid because everybody had their little pet turtles. Other than that, not a lot of connection with them. But when we get back, we're going to talk about that and some other ones, and I'm going to answer some questions for people online who have want to know what their totem animals are. So we'll be right back.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
I left my heart in San Francisco.
Hi, this is Tony Bennett, and I'm a volunteer for LifeBeat. The music industry fights AIDS. We all know that there are some new medications for people with AIDS, but there is still no cure. This is why I personally volunteer for LifeBeat. The AIDS crisis is not over, and people need help. Volunteer for your local AIDS organization. They need you.
Welcome back to Healing Light. This is Terry Van Horn, and we're talking about totem animals. So I'm sharing some of the information about some of mine because I've actually had a painting done for someone who gave me some great information. Some I kind of knew, and some was a complete surprise. So I talked about how the turtle was a total shock because, you know, I have no great relationship with turtles one way or the other. But what I learned was that they're all about nurturing, protecting, and energy, like from the Mother Earth, which I thought was really amazing and beautiful in a lot of ways. So it's like, okay, yeah, I'll take that one because I am very concerned about the planet and its condition and being taken care of. So, and I am very nurturing and, you know, taking care of my animals, family, things like that. So I thought, yeah, that one was pretty interesting. Now, the last one in the painting was a dolphin. Now, I love dolphins. You know, I grew up as a young kid in the 60s, and I watched Flipper and, you know, was totally in love with Flipper. And I've gone swimming with dolphins, and it's been amazing. So I really, really do love them. They're very spiritual animals. They're just as spiritual as horses are. But they're all about kindness and play energy. And I need that. I need for them to, you know, come in and bring some of that play energy, because I have a tendency of, like, doing too much most of the time. So they bring that and help to share it for me. Now, there's one other animal that was not in my painting, but has popped up over and over and over again, and that is a dragon. I have done meditations where I have seen different dragons just be in my, be there as guides or guardians or protecting me in some way. Not like fiery dragons, like, you know, trying to kill everybody, but really loving and benevolent, compassionate dragons that were sharing their ancient knowledge and wisdom. So the definition of a dragon is about longevity, infinity, wisdom, and movement through space. So they give us a lot of really amazing and powerful information as we walk and work with them. Now, I had someone on Facebook ask me what their animals were. And this person's name is Sammy Foolcult. I'm sure I totally destroyed that last name, and I apologize for that. But Sammy, during the last break, I connected to get your spirit animals. I have six of them for you. Your first one is the eagle, and that is all about divine spirit and connections to Creator. You know, eagles fly really high, and they have amazing eyesight. You know, and just like the hawk, they can be up so high, and then they see something tiny on the ground and just, like, swoop down and get it. And I believe eagles are also the highest flying bird. So, you know, that's a tremendous amount of strength and power, but also a great deal of, like, oversight. That is seeing the big picture in, you know, a way that nobody else can possibly do. Now, your next animal is a lion. And this one's interesting because I didn't know exactly what the definition of the lion was, but I found that it's about the power of feminine energy. So that's like the ultimate powerful divine feminine energy. So, you know, they're telling me or telling us that this works really well for you and really connects and helps you express all the qualities of the divine feminine. Now, your next one is a hummingbird. And also, as I was doing this, hummingbirds appeared in my window. So that was like another confirmation that this was yours. And hummingbirds are messengers as well. And they're also about timelessness. You know, whenever you see one, they are flapping their wings like a gazillion times, and yet it looks like they're hardly moving. So they are extremely strong and powerful, and they are here to give us messages and to share with us. Your next one is a seahorse. Seahorses are awesome, and their message is all about confidence and grace. So they want you to have confidence in yourself and to be strong in yourself. You know who you are. And you also are filled with grace. And I really do believe that whenever we're talking about grace in this, we're not talking about like ballerina grace, but we're talking more about that you have some of that divine grace. And that's amazing too. Now your next one is a mountain lion. And mountain lions are all about courage, leadership, and foresight. You know, because they can see like forever. And in the dark, in the daylight, it doesn't matter. They are highly courageous, and they are leaders. You know, they move forward, and they take care of things. They take care of business because mountain lions have to they've got to plan ahead, you know, because they have to get ready for the winter and they have to get ready for different things. So that is one of your spirit animals that is very strong, all about foresight and planning ahead. Now, your last one is a wolf. And the wolf, again, is all about loyalty, perseverance, and success. That wolf is going to help you be strong and to move forward. And they're going to help you also so that you never give up. You know, because there are times when, you know, things are difficult, it's a challenge, and we do want to give up. But that wolf energy will come in and they will, you know, just kind of boost us up. And we ask them for that help and they will do it. So if you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, or, you know, there's something going on and you're not quite sure about, like, you know, what the deal is, you feel like maybe something's hidden from you or things aren't going as they should, call on those spirit animals, because that eagle has that foresight, can see the big, huge picture, because they are just way up there. You know, they're up above the clouds and they can see everything that's below them. The mountain lion has a tremendous amount of foresight and they can see as well. They also have the courage. You know, then you've got the loyalty and the perseverance and the success of the wolf, that divine feminine energy and power from the lion, your confidence, strength, and divine grace from the seahorse, and then you have your messenger. And the message also of timeliness, you know, that we go on forever. This is not limited. And that hummingbird brings us that message and lets us know about that. So they really share a tremendous message with us. Now, there are many, many, many other animals that function as our spirit guides. And as I said, they do switch off back and forth, but they can help us in many different ways. So if you are interested in learning more about your spirit animals and how to connect with them, then get in touch with me on my website at healinglightonline.com, and I can provide you with readings and information and insight with your spirit animals and help you so that you can connect with them more. You know, we can really increase that ability for the two of you to be able to sit down and practically just have a conversation. And you can understand more about them and how they work and how they're able to help you in different aspects of your life. You know, spirit animals are not something of the past. They may have been, you know, supposedly educated out of our belief system, but that doesn't mean that they're not there and willing and helping us along the way. We have so much love and support with the universe. You know, we have God. We have Mother Nature. We have the archangels. We have our guardian angels. We have the ascended masters. We have these amazing, beautiful spirit animals. We really, you know, when we're walking around, we have a major entourage. And we need to acknowledge that and appreciate it and take advantage of it. Because, you know, as humans, we really weren't stripped of our abilities, but we were stripped of the knowledge and wisdom of our abilities. So now is the time for us to connect with all of these wonderful divine and spiritual beings to help us so that we can regain our magnificence and our ability to achieve miracles and to create miracles every single day. And that is something that we need to do. And it's a new practice that I just started, that every day I call in, I ask for miracles. Any way, anywhere, anyhow, just bring me some miracles, bring me some wonderful opportunities that I can use to help with me, my family, my animals, friends, and anyone who connects with me and wants to, you know, that needs guidance. I call on all of them every time I'm doing sessions for people, because it's not about me, or where it's coming from isn't from me. Everything, all the information, the guidance is all coming from Spirit. So thanks so much for being with us today. And, you know, power on through that Mercury retrograde and use the information and the energy of what it's intended to help us, so that we can really refine what's going on in our world and what we need to do to make it the best that we can be. So find me on HealingLightOnline.com or on Facebook at Healing Light. I wish you much love, light, and many, many blessings. Namaste.